Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you're in a good mood. Because slowly but surely, the weather in Karlsruhe in Germany is getting better, warmer, more sun, more light, and you can see straight away that it has a very positive impact on the mood of the people. And I can tell you straight away, my mood for this week's weekly guitar meeting is going to be very bright, because we have some very special guitars. We have also an interview with Alberto Hernandez from Juan Hernandez Guitars, which is very interesting. He's explaining and telling the story of Juan Hernandez family and the guitar buildings, the models, and we have also a very special guitar made by him. But I would like to start with this very, very surprisingly good guitar made by the German guitar luthier Dieter Müller. So Dieter Müller is building double top guitars since many, many years. So he was actually one of the first German guitar luthiers who started to build double top guitars. And I always liked his double top guitars, but this one is for me personally on another level, and you can hear it in a bit why. This guitar is brand new, and the core of the double top is Nomex, so it has a Nomex core, and it comes with a cedar top and Wenge back and sides. I appreciate this wood a lot. Also, my own guitar has a Wenge back and sides, and I think it gives the guitar a very good projection, a special warmth in the sound. It's a very good wood and also not that easy to work with. And this guitar has also a slightly elevated fingerboard, which makes the guitar much easier to play. And I would say, let's see how this guitar sounds. This is I don't know how to describe it. This guitar is special. First of all, the response of this guitar is very, very fast. I mean, you touch the strings and the tone is there in its full spectrum. And it's also very loud. And I was recording, not me, but an artist at Zika's Guitars was recording this guitar a few days ago. I was recording him. And when he was practicing on this guitar, I was actually out of this room. But I could hear this guitar so loud and clear. And this is actually a sign of great projection, kind of sound and quality that you usually here on Matthias Dammann double top guitars. And this guitar is actually close to that. And I think this guitar has still a very good clarity and tone separation. Every tone has its own highway and is very clear. At the same time, you have a very round sound. If it's round, but you don't hear the noise of the nails, and this is very important for many classical guitarists. Let's see how my arrangement sounds on this guitar. If you are interested in the scores, you can find the link in the video description. You can play this guitar so effortless. It helps the guitarist on the big stages, and of course it helps also the audience to hear the guitar very clearly if they are sitting in a big concert room. So it was a Dieter Müller guitar, brand new, double top, amazing guitar. Congrats to Dieter Müller for this amazing work. And he is, of course, also one of the most experienced double top guitar makers. And let's move to the next instrument. And the next guitar is made by... Maybe before I tell the name of this guitar luthier, I will tell you something else. For me personally, this guitar has one of the most beautiful voices that I have ever heard on a guitar. It's very enjoyable, very special. This guitar is made by the American guitar luthier Robert Rock, who is actually a very, very famous and well-known guitar luthier and also a very inspirational guitar maker for many other guitar luthiers, especially from the younger generation. Also, Manuel Barreco was playing Robert Rock guitars for a long time, and he has recorded many albums on Robert Rock guitar. And this guitar is from 1982, so it's a traditionally built guitar. It has the number 272, and it comes with a spruce top and very beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Amazing wood. It looks so beautiful. And let's go straight away to the sound of this guitar. It's going to be pure joy. Sorry, I have to talk. This guitar reminds me in terms of sustain and balance and even tone on Daniel Friedrich guitars, which is actually probably the best or one of the best guitars in terms of sustain and well-balanced sound. And in terms of tone color, it reminds me somehow on beautiful vintage Spanish guitars like Santos Hernandez, or David Rubio, and the tone is just beautiful. I have no words for it. I mean, you can hear it by yourself. I think this guitar talks for itself. It has, as I said already, one of the most beautiful sounds and voice that I have personally ever heard. It's a Robert Rock from 1982 with a spruce top and very beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. What a joy to play on this guitar. Well, let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is coming from Valencia, from Spain, beautiful city. And it's coming from the workshop of Juan Hernandez. This guitar is from 2025. It's the Maestro Especial model. It has the number 109. It comes with a cedar top and Cocobolo back and sides, and it's a lattice braced guitar. Well, I will play a few tones on this guitar and then we will watch the first of all we will watch the interview with Alberto Hernandez. My colleague Francisco Mora made an interview with him, and after that I will play a few tones on this guitar.
Buenas tardes, hoy tenemos una entrevista especial en español con Alberto Hernández.
Buenas tardes.
Una de las personas con el mayor conocimiento, junto con tus colegas, en la construcción de la guitarra española de ayer y hoy. Bueno, ¿podés contarnos quizá un poquito de...
Un poquito de mí.
Sí.
Bueno, pues yo soy Alberto, hijo de Juan Hernández. Mi padre es la segunda generación, ¿vale? Todo esto empezó con mi abuelo. Trabajaba en Tatay, guitarras Tatay en Valencia. Conoció a dos compañeros de trabajo, que eran Manuel Adalí y Francisco Esteve. Entonces, cuando ya después de la guerra estuvieron trabajando unos años, decidieron establecerse. Y los tres crearon pues Guitarras Francisco Esteve, ¿no? Empezaron a trabajar los tres durante muchos años. Empezó mi madre, porque mi abuelo tuvo una hija, Amparo, y estuvo trabajando como barnizador y conocí a mi padre, Juan Hernández, y pues hace unos 25 años creamos la firma Juan Hernández y nada, y empezamos pues una aventura muy bonita, padre e hijo, con muy buenos compañeros, y hasta el día de hoy, después de 29 años trabajando juntos, pues él ya está retirado y estoy yo armando un poquito de lo que es la construcción de las guitarras y tal.
¿Podrías decirme más o menos cuántas guitarras han diseñado en estos 30 años?
Muchas. Depende. Al final hablas con clientes y... Pero bueno, tenemos unos 10 modelos diferentes.
En este momento. Sí. La línea José Hernández. Bueno, justamente hoy queríamos mostrar la nueva edición del modelo Maestro Latis. Uh-huh. Pero la guitarra no llegó, así que con suerte llegará mañana. Bueno. Y vamos a poner unas grabaciones.
Muy bien.
Esta guitarra, si quieres contarnos un poquito de su construcción.
Bueno, pues la hemos mejorado un poquito. Hemos cambiado los aros y los fondos. Antes era el cocobolo sólido y ahora estamos haciendo pues con cocobolo un poquito más delgado y estamos haciendo doble aro, un doble fondo para que lo que es la caja tenga mayor robustez. Y mayor vibración de tapa.
¿Son dos láminas de cocobolo?
Es una lámina de cocobolo y una lámina de ciprés.
Ah, ok.
Entonces, todo el interior está construido en ciprés.
Una madera más liviana, más ligera. Sí.
No, al final con los dobles aros y dobles fondos el problema siempre es el peso. Entonces siempre consigues que con este tipo de madera que son menos pesadas pues no incremente el peso del instrumento. Y bueno, leemos... Estamos utilizando ya hace algún tiempo un látiz combinado entre barras en cedro y en abeto, que nos da muy buen resultado. Una guitarra bastante equilibrada entre agudos y graves. Bueno, agudos, sí, agudos y graves. Y la verdad que al hacer el aro tan grueso y un peón, pues conseguimos reducir un poquito el vano de la guitarra y ganamos más proyección, mejor calidad de sonido, sin perder los graves, ya que como el ancho de caja lo tenemos. Pues
el vano sería la parte de la
tapa parte que actúa de la tapa,
que está trabajando. Uh-huh. Y dices que reduciendo el vano aumenta un poco la proyección.
Cuando tú reduces el vano ganas en proyección y ganas en calidad.
¿Y los graves no se pierden un poco en este caso?
No, porque al final los graves también pues con el ancho de lo que es la caja o las dimensiones externas que no las pierde, no lo pierdes.
Aprovecho para preguntarte, a que tenemos un experto de estos tecnicismos, aunque yo no sea el caso. ¿Por qué la elección del baretaje en cedro y abeto?
Al final, también el cedro y el abeto depende de la barra, te da una calidad de sonido, ¿vale? Entonces, combinándolo, pues ganas, y sobre todo la zona del puente es todo abeto, entonces ahí le da un poquito más de resistencia y de respuesta también en el puente cuando tocas.
Bien, bueno, vamos a ver cómo suena la guitarra entonces. Thank you.
It's a lattice-braced guitar, but it has a great tone clarity, and I always love it. If the guitar is loud, very responsive, what you expect from a lattice-braced guitar, but the sound is still that traditional Spanish tone. It's very rare, and this guitar is doing it. And congrats to Juan Hernandez for this instrument. It's a very high quality instrument. Great sound.
Bueno, tenemos de todo. Tenemos también trabajamos con doble tapa en Nomex y ahora pues tenemos un proyecto para hacer una guitarra un poquito superior, una doble tapa solo en madera, que estamos trabajando en ella y esperemos que sea pues buque insignia para lo que es la firma de Juan Hernández.
Genial. Bueno,
esa estará hecha por mí. Entonces no habrá tampoco una producción elevada, o sea, habrá muy poquitas.
Bueno, entonces estaremos.
Habrá que ponerse en la
lista. Expectación, sí, sí, expectantes de muy probarla.
Bien. Muy bien.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias, Alberto.
Un placer.
Por la visita.
Muchas gracias.
This guitar is made by the Spanish guitar luthier from Madrid, Manuel Contreras. And this one is from 1988. And the special thing about this guitar is that it has a double back. And so what I mean by that is, if I turn the guitar, you can see that this guitar has a double back. So this part of the guitar has been added to the back of the guitar. And I think the idea of this back is that it let the guitar resonate much better. So because I have no direct contact, or the player has no direct contact to the back of this guitar. So that's why there is like an empty area between this back, the upper layer, and the lower layer of the guitar. And we have also an armrest, and the back and the sides of the guitar are made of Brazilian rosewood. And we have a cedar top. That's it. I mean, it's already enough innovation. And yeah, let's see how this guitar sounds. Very good sustain. This guitar is very long, and you can actually, in fact, you can hear some additional resonance on this guitar, or overtones. Very interesting. And the sound, the character of the sound is of course very bright and sweet. Very Spanish. Also very forward going sound. Thank you. lovely trebles, rich in colors and also sustain, very singing tone. Wow, it was a Manuel Contreras guitar, second from 1988, with a double back. It's the first time that I'm seeing this special construction on a guitar. Let me know what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar, and I would say we move to the next instrument, which is a lute. And the last instrument of this week is a lute made by a very special lute and guitar luthier, David Rubio, who was building his guitars in Spain for a long time, but is actually from England. And I'm not going to play on this lute because it will take an hour to tune all the strings, as you can see. But even if this lute would be in tune, I'm not a lute player. I'm not able to play a lute. So, but I just wanted to show you this amazing instrument. This lute made by David Rubio is from 1972. And it's built beautifully. We have a spruce top here, and the sound hole or the rosette of this lute is beautifully made by hand. It's hand-graved. And this was also very typical for the lutes and the violas back in the time. Beautiful work, artwork. And we have maple back and sides with many different patterns. Beautiful. And also on the neck you can see some beautiful decorations and structures. Wow, I mean, unfortunately I'm not able to play lute, but I just wanted to share this moment with you because it's the first time that I'm meeting a lute and I wanted to share this moment with you. Yeah, it's made by David Rubio. And you can find more detailed information and pictures about this lute on our website. Make sure to visit our website. You can find the link in the video description. And it was also the last guitar of this, the last instrument of this week. And I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. I'm very curious, which guitar did you like the most? We had a double top guitar, a lattice brace, a very traditional one. So it was a beautiful mix of every guitar. And we had a guitar with double back, which was also very new to me. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you in a week.